You love us, you chastise us. That's right, it's time for your emails and letters. You know we want to hear from you. On Tuesday, our roundtable was critical of Bill Cosby. The actor is urging every American to give $8 to build a national slavery museum. Sonia Ramsey of Pickering, Ohio, wrote to say, "I was sickened by the panel's response. By no means is Mr. Cosby perfect, but he has a long history of supporting the advancement of blacks in this country. His efforts to build a slavery museum are important because he wants to involve everyone. We can all donate $8. We spend many times that amount on clothes, cars, etc." Several of you wrote to say someone white should have been in on the talk. Meanwhile, Julianne Malveaux's remarks in the segment about the white woman artificially inseminated with a black child prompted Elizabeth Marsh of Miami, Florida, to share this. "As a woman who has undergone artificial insemination, I have to say that I did spend some time thinking about the color of my intended baby. In my case, I did not want my child to be as white as I am, for both fear of skin cancer and for aesthetic reasons. Maybe it's because I live here in Miami, Florida, and most people are brown. But I'd like to think that as the U.S. becomes more brown, brown will be seen as more desirable." In a recent fitness segment, I talked about overcoming fitness plateaus. Pascal Berker of St. Peter's, Missouri, sent this afterwards. "I'm a devoted white male listener. I felt suddenly connected with Farai Chidea when she confessed that her weakness is cheese. She said she would eat shoe leather so long as it has melted cheese on top. I know exactly how you feel." Well, Pascal, thanks for writing that, and I'm connected to you in cheesiness. Brandon Miller of Palo Alto, California asks, "Why must you talk about hip-hop and rap in every single show? Did you know there are other types of music in the world? Try to broaden your horizon a little." To be fair, Brandon, we have to point out our recent series and roundtable on African music, our interviews with opera star Jesse Norman and jazz artist Lee Ritenour, and our recent features on reggae and punk artists. We do try to mix it up. And how about this note about our roundtable podcast from Judah Lebo of Honolulu, Hawaii? Here are the specifics of what makes your show so commendable an exercise in public discourse. More often than not, your host and guests point out how their own ideological leanings bias their response to an issue. And finally, the clearly collegial nature with which your guests treat each other is a welcome breath of fresh air. Thank you, Judah, and thanks to all our roundtable members who week in and week out do a great job. We appreciate all of your comments, good or bad. We want to hear from you, so please keep them coming. You can call us at 202-408-3330. That's 202-408-3330. Or you can email us. Just log on to npr.org and click on Contact Us. Please be sure to tell us where you're writing from and how to pronounce your name.